Last year, former President Donald Trump released a pretty bizarre series of NFTs, non-fungible tokens, depicting himself as an astronaut, a superhero, and more. Lots of fun. Now, if you missed your chance to get your hands on one of those NFTs, or your eyes, because these are digital, of course, we do have some good and bad news for you. The NFT trend stopped almost as soon as it started, and Trump released his first set of NFTs months after they were long unpopular. But it doesn't matter. People are buying them anyway.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, if
they just want to support. I think that's what it's really about. They want to support him. I think people who bought the NFTs didn't actually buy it because they're like, oh, I have this digital image of Trump and I'm so special. Mm-hmm. They just want to support the guy. They love him. I just want to go to this one tweet from Trump where he says, as of 10 minutes ago, my digital trading card sold out in record time, approximately $4.6 million, a great honor. And I hope everyone is happy, healthy, and wealthy. Congratulations. So let's take a look at the first one. The space chess ruler of America. I just love the expression on his face.
If,
like stoic, and he's so powerful.
If I,
he's so shameless, and it's so amusing. Like, if you think that one is bad, and I don't. I think it's great. I mean, I might even hang that up in my bedroom. Why not? Kidding. This is my favorite one. Chronicles of Narnia with Donald Trump. That's not what it's titled, but it should be.
What I see there is that a lion, which is obviously a metaphoric stand-in for climate change, is about to ravage the earth, and Trump is standing by doing nothing. It's the most honest NFT I've ever seen.
That's such a good point.
That is literally what he would be as president.
Why is the lion on fire and why is it playing with the earth as if it's a ball? Why is Trump behind him? Why are they walking on clouds?
None of this makes any sense. It's terrible.
It's amazing. It's so good.
It's terrible.
Now, look, the thing that's really missing from what we've seen so far is real American patriotism. Okay, real men of genius. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what we've been wanting, okay? Like the weirdest stock image of a dog
and a,
like backyard and burgers, hot dogs. Like it's just, it's so bad that it's good. I have to show you the next one because this is a real man. Okay, real man. So what is he? What is that bright neon stuff around his shoulder? Is that a weapon?
It's a crossbow. I think it's supposed to be a crossbow. So I love that they put Ron DeSantis style big boots on him. I like that. You need the big boots when you go in the woods, Trumpy.
He's obviously a rock star, so he must be depicted as one in one of his NFTs.
I just love this because they really wish that he was cool.
I know.
This is the ultimate Trump grift. He literally doesn't have to give them anything, and they get nothing. They get an image that we already have. We own that image as much as they do.
That's so, I know, NFTs are so ridiculous.
This podcast was created by Academia BSB as a learning tool to one of our courses. You can check this file's metadata for credits and go to academiabsb.com.br to find out more about this and other audio exercises. Academia BSB, it's not only about the language, it's about communication.